Into a second community connection on 1400 K1. I get to spend some time with Jan Boomer this morning, and she is a spokesperson for the Washington County Wellness Initiative. And of course, we've been talking with those folks for a long time, but people retire, people move on, and welcome to at least a new job as a spokesman. I know you've been involved with the initiative for a while, but Melissa gets to do other things now. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hopefully, we'll see how the forecast holds. But we're prepared. We'll keep an eye to the sky, and people can keep an ear to us, and we'll keep them informed should the situation arrive.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you for letting me join you this morning.
You're welcome.
I'm here representing the Washington County Wellness Initiative. Mm-hmm. I volunteer to serve on their board.
Good for you.
And they're just made up of a group of marvelous, marvelous organizations.
It's an umbrella covering a number of organizations in town that one way or another kind of fall under that wellness label. Mm-hmm. And if I started naming them, I'd leave half of them out, so I'm not going to do that.
Yes.
Reasons for the initiative to kind of come out with, well, I believe you're doing a survey, right?
Yes, we are doing a survey, and the reason that we really want to conduct it, the vision overall for Washington County Wellness Initiative is that all of Washington County residents have just a healthy community and access to the right things, and so that's, physical and mental services, mental health services, or just all the different care people can receive and all the different resources. We are really blessed in our community with the amount of resources. But in order to keep those resources strong and do our very best finding gaps in services or anything that we might need, we want to have this survey go out, and it's representative of 11 work groups who focus on improving health for residents in Washington County. The survey is done every 5 years to help each of those work groups and the community partners set priorities, identify gaps that need to be addressed. And, they often say, we can't fix it if we don't know it's broken. So,
and that is so true.
Yes.
If you're not aware of a problem, you can work on a lot of other things, but you're not going to fix that problem. Now this is a different survey. Hospitals like Jane Phillips do a survey of community assessment as well, how they're serving, how they can do well. You may be doing a lot of the same things, but this, you're not doing their survey for them. This is a different survey.
In the past, they have used this data to inform their services as well. So I do believe that that's shared with them, and they do, have that.
I just want to make sure, what kind of questions will if people choose to survey, and give them an opportunity to do that in a minute, but what kind of questions are you going to be asking? I mean, are these hard questions, like how do you like your heart surgeon and that sort of thing?
Right, no, they're not hard questions at all. These are more about health insurance or health care that people receive, community safety, substance use, including, tobacco, alcohol, prescription drugs, that type of thing, and any barriers to healthcare. Of course, in my job, I really address needs of children ages 0 to 5 or so. So maybe issues facing parents of young children. It could even include transportation or housing and different demographics. It will really help us identify those needs.
Yeah, and I know the Bartlesville Transportation Committee is asking a lot of questions on there. They are doing a survey, but again, those are things that can always do well. So as far as the questions themselves, are they all ready, or are you still working on the questions?
They are all ready to go. They're all ready to go. In fact, people can very easily take the survey online. That is, the address for that is wcwiok.org. And they can click on there, and they can just click on to the community assessment piece, and they can take the survey that way. Also, they've got paper surveys available at the library, the Anchor House, and actually at the office where I work at Delaware Child Development.
Okay, and just so you know, I think Delaware Child Development probably is a well-known building. People drive by that one, but people may or may not know about Anchor House. So let's find out where that's at so they can go there too.
Yes, I believe the address is 222 South Johnstone.
That sounds right, but I wanted to get it from you, not from me.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and you know what's a great incentive here to participate in the survey, because last time we had around 1,200 to 1,500 responders, and which was wonderful.
That was back in like 14, 15, somewhere along.
It was, yes, it was, you're right. But the respondents this time, we're really hoping to hear from more people. And our goal is maybe up to 2,000 respondents. This time it would be wonderful. And so an incentive to do that is that once you've taken the survey, you're entered into a drawing for $200 Brahms gift cards. And, you know, that can buy a lot of groceries.
Or let me think, add a double dip sundae at, yes. I don't know what it costs. I'm going to round it off to $3. that's a whole bunch of sundaes or milkshakes or burgers or something. Yeah.
You are right. Yes.
So if somebody took the survey 14, 15, whenever it was, will the questions be somewhat similar?
They will. They'll be somewhat similar. And the difference this time, I think, Charlie, is that more of the questions are going to address the growing opioid misuse issue. This seems to be something, you know, predominant in our state as well as across the nation.
Yeah, and as I at least as I look at it as a news observer, it's not any one sector's fault. Yes, all drugs are advertised now, but well-meaning doctors, I don't care, doctor, dentist, it doesn't really matter, will say, we did your tooth surgery on
yes.
Friday afternoon. Let's write you a prescription to get you through till Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then they'll say, okay, the prescription dosage says once every 4 to 6 hours. How many does that take to get you through Tuesday? And then maybe we only end up taking 3 of the tablets. And
right.
So we got a bunch of them.
Yes.
Well-intentioned prescriptions. But
right.
We got too many.
Right. That's correct. And so, you know, just how to protect people against those things and keep our whole community safe.
Yeah.
So that would be great. Some of the other things that we included were, the other thing that we have in our community that's very unfortunate is a higher suicide rate. And we have an awesome group,
the nice suicide, coalition. Yeah.
Yes, a great coalition for suicide prevention, and they do an awesome summit each year in September to bring awareness, and they do a lot throughout the community and throughout the year to bring awareness to it. But the Chamber of Commerce also included some health insurance questions this year, and we've got some more affordable housing questions, to address homelessness or maybe issues that people are having for renting or just thinking things like that. And then last time, the survey was funded in part by federal health planning grant, and this time there's no funding stream for the survey. But we want to continue to do this to recognize all of the needs that need to be addressed.
And I think that's so important on that. is there a date as far as the time that people need to, I mean, you have to end the survey at some point in time.
You bet. Well, we hope to start gathering the data and making sure that everything's in so we can start looking at some things by May 1st. I know that's a quick deadline here.
Wow.
Yes. But, you know, if we need to extend that, we definitely will. And we really encourage people to be part of it so we can hear their voice.
Sure. Well, I will say that means that people need to either stop by and pick up one of the paper surveys and or get their phone, their computer, their tablet onto the website that we've, and we'll pass that along in here in just a bit.
Yes, yes. And we are using a lot of different ways to help people know about it. And that's through, there was a library display, Bartlesville Monthly Magazine on social media. They can find it. Our partner agencies or Cable One and the Community Connection.
Mm-hmm. And we're happy mm-hmm. to do that to get things out to people because those surveys, the more people you have responding, the wider scope of good answers you're getting.
Yes.
Or sometimes if in a small sample, one person will come up with a really good idea and you say, but it's only one person. And now if 50 people have that same good idea, then it carries more weight.
That's exactly right. Yes. If we start seeing themes coming through on the data and needs that just continue to rise to the top like that, it's really fantastic because then we know how to take action.
Yeah. And again, that I'm sure will affect the majority of the member agencies under that big umbrella of, again, everything from bridges out of poverty to, you mentioned homelessness, health insurance issues, and whatever the government does or doesn't do with health insurance, it's still availability, and are we getting the program that we like, that we can afford, that applies to the doctors that we want to see?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, again, how long a survey? How many questions?
Oh, yes.
Is it a 15 question or a 215 question survey?
Well, it takes a little longer than that because it isn't a 15 question. But, it actually, it goes very rapidly. There are a little over 100 questions, but you know, it sounds daunting, but it's not. They're very simple questions, and they can be answered quickly. And most of the time, you know, I would say it would take 10 to 15 minutes to complete.
Are most of them, for lack of a better term, multiple guess, yes or no, A, B, C, or D?
Right.
Or are there
lots
some
of choices, yes.
Or some of them maybe a short, giving a one sentence?
Yeah. Some of them, you know, will have that option to have other and have some answers, some input, some comments. And so they're always welcome to. I think there's some space there to at different times to make some comments. And they are always welcome to contact through email on the Washington County Wellness Initiative website with any concerns.
Speaking of concerns, will we be giving any privacy information that somebody's going to know that I answered this question and I ask a question on, I don't care, heart disease, and I immediately get a call from a heart doctor saying what's going on?
You know, No. This is all strictly confidential, anonymous. There's not any information that will be shared that's private information.
Good. No more telemarketers calling my cell
phone. No, absolutely not.
So again, this is something that is going to be used here in Washington County for the results.
Yes. And so once we have all the information and it's aggregated and analyzed, that report will be produced for 2019, and anybody interested in the community to review it, they can totally do that. We'll also be providing the work groups and community partners with this report, with all of, you know, even kind of their areas of focus, then they'll get to see the information pertaining to that. That will help inform their work, mm-hmm. which is really outstanding. But yes, they're all anonymous. They're HIPAA compliant, and we're going to use that to identify also any barriers, because, you know, there a lot of times there are gaps, but then maybe beyond those gaps, we find some barriers that people are just running up against, and we want to help, you know, overcome those too. We'll also use the data to support all of the projects that we have. We had one recently with Cherokee Nation, a grant for medicine safes, and so those were distributed throughout the community through a variety of avenues, and people were so appreciative, because just like we were talking about with the opioid use, this really brought light to that and in keeping their prescriptions safe, mm-hmm. So they're not misused.
And that's so important. And normally we think of the medical provider, the physician, the dentist, whoever that may be, and your pharmacist as being two great points for medical and medicine information. But this is just one more avenue that people can find out good information.
Certainly is.
Again, you said the deadline for, I'll say the desired deadline.
The desired deadline is
May 1st.
Uh-huh.
That still gives us a couple of weeks for a lot of people to stop by or go online.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And are there maybe a couple of outcomes that we can say, you know, the last survey you told us A, B, and C, and we heard you, and this is how we spoke, we listened.
Yes. So from the data that was collected for 2014, 2015 that you were mentioning from mm-hmm. that survey, that showed us things that were needs in the community, and one of them was a dental need. So now we have Mobile Smiles Dental Van, mm-hmm. Which is so fantastic and serves a lot of children and families. And then from Cherokee Nation, like I was just saying, discovering the opioid use and what they could do. And beyond the medicine safes, we also are distributing the doTERRA packets, which are a way to safely dispose of medications.
Sure.
So they're just deactivated. It's really good. But also, it was used to substantiate the need for more suicide prevention. And that resulted in a lot of great grant awards. It raised awareness regarding the need for the affordable transportation in town, like you were mentioning, the transportation committee. And then, you know, the hospital, when we were talking about that, they use it extensively when they start doing some evaluations community-wide and those needs, and find that it's really, you know, overall in our community, this is such a necessity when all of these wonderful services and nonprofits that we have, when they start looking for funding, start writing grants, and they start looking for what are the resources in our community, it really informs their work, and then they're able to ask for the right things. So
yeah, and that's so important because that I'm just looking at the hospital alone, and I don't, this is one way that they can say the community says we need I don't know another psychiatrist and two more OBGYN, and by the way, let's get another heart surgeon. You know, that sort of thing. You know?
True. Yeah. Yes.
So they look really at all those valuable things, and or just you know, improvements to the hospital facility as well.
Yes.
So and the importance is there, and mm-hmm. I like the incentive, those Brahms gift
yeah,
cards.
Yeah, Brahms gift cards. Hey, who doesn't like that?
Yeah. When will you be awarding those to the community? When's somebody going to get a lot of Sundays?
Yes. Yeah. So that drawing is going to be done after the completion of the survey. So the sooner people complete that survey, the more drawings they'll be entered.
Sounds good to me. Hey, Jan, thanks so much for coming in
Thank
and let
you,
us know
Charlie.
About this, what's going on. And if people would like to find out more, I know the Wellness Initiative, they're not required to meet under the Open Meetings Act, but their meetings are open to the public. People can go sit in and just listen and see what's going
yes.
on.
Yes, and we have work group Wednesdays that go on for our committees, and then they can go online to WCWI.org and find out more information about those.
And that's the website people need to go to
it
take
is.
A survey.
Yes.
So again, go online, WCWI.org, mm-hmm. take the survey, and make your opinions known.
Yes. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Jan Boomer with us this morning on AM 1400 K1. More on the way in just a bit.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives and communities nationwide.